There's more than corn in Indiana, my ass. I'm sick of eating corn. Cornbread, corn on the cob, corn dogs, freak on a leash. I had to get the fuck out of here. I need to get me some of those 11 herbs and spices. What do these humans do? Put their thumb out by the side of the road.
Hey, Shug. You need a ride?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, well, come on in, Mr. Foot. See, you can push that seat back right there. Where are you going? What you need, honey?
Take me to your finest chicken restaurants.
Welcome back to the KFC podcast. I'm your original recipe boy, Candy Andy.
And I'm Crystal.
I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
And I'm Camelon.
Hey, Camelon.
I'm Camelon.
Camelon has
cholera.
He has cholera.
He won't be alive in the morning.
He has the shits, probably. No, he's gone. He's supposed to go on our investigation with us last night, but he got the sickness.
Yeah.
Which
are not going to talk about the investigation today. We'll talk about that in another episode. But today we're going to talk about some other fun things. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first time that we're doing this, and we're going to have a long journey.
So the stop investigations for right now are winding down. I think the one we're going to be posting in the future here in the next week or so is our last one for a while. Mm-hmm. Now, we might go back to some. We're not sure yet. But with that, we're going to start this new series called Hitchhiking Bigfoot.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun.
So what this is going to be urban legends from all 50 states in the United States. And who knows, maybe we'll travel further to other countries. I'm not sure yet. But what's going to go down is Bigfoot, as you know, he got picked up. He's in KFCville. We're in Kentucky this week. But when this week winds down, we're going to post a little map up on our Instagram. And you're going to get to pick Bigfoot's next state that he goes to. But It's like you're controlling him, because, I mean, he's got to go to a surrounding state, so you're going to get to pick whether he's going to go north, south, west.
They won't let Bigfoot on a plane. He has to drive.
Yeah, he's got to be picked up. Yeah. So he's driving through the state, so you get to pick his journey. And if we get backed into a fucking corner where we're like, oh, well, shit, where are we going to go? He's going to get on a plane at that point.
He will be able to get on a boat to go to Hawaii at some point.
Yeah, maybe if somebody will pick his ass up.
Maybe we'll get him close enough to some kind of like dock. But I do want to shout some people out. So these are the people that we met in person last night. So we had Frank with us. Mm-hmm. We had Lisa and Emily and
John
mm-hmm. and Heather and Tanner, and obviously Stop and
Jordan.
And we had what was the cameraman's
name? Jason.
Jason. Okay. Yeah. I think that is everybody. So we had quite a big group with us this time. So we just want to say thank you. It was super nice mm-hmm. to meet all of you in person. I hope you guys had fun either way. But we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to go through the footage. We're going to do all that. We'll give you a future update on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, last night was fun. Like I said, we're gonna be doing some fucking traveling. Now, I don't know how often we're gonna post these episodes. Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe a couple times, once, twice a month, something like that. Depends on what you guys want us to do.
Yeah.
So I think this is gonna be a lot of fun. But so we forgot to touch on what Bigfoot's actually doing here. He's traveling, right? Going to these states. Well, he's looking for some fucking spooky. So he's gonna dig up these fucking urban legends for us.
Yeah.
So,
but he also wants to like enjoy himself. So there's some things that he wants to see. So, if you pick a state, tell us like why we should go to that state. Like if that's your state, tell us why we should go to that state. Or if you've been to that state and they have this biggest bottle of ketchup, tell us that's the reason. You know, like, what's the thing that makes us want to go to that state?
Or if you don't, if you just want to, like, just control his direction, that's fine, too.
Okay. So, yeah.
But yeah, this is all about urban legends. Because, you know, urban legends are fun. Every state's got their own urban legend. And some of them are similar. I feel like there's a lot of blood roads. There's a lot of fucking crybaby bridges and shit like that. We're going to try...
I don't think I've ever heard of Blood Road other than...
Well, that might just be Indiana. I don't know. But anyways, we're going
to... Crybaby Bridge, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. We're going to try to avoid some of those and try to, like, get the more unique, meaty topics. I mean, we might accidentally sprinkle in some of those. I'm not sure. But we're going to try to find the better.
We're going to pick the ones that speak to us.
Yeah.
So... All right, so let's talk about urban legends. What is an urban legend? So what do you know an urban legend to be, Chris?
It's a legend that is urban.
Okay, what about you, Anthony? What do you know an urban legend to be, the definition?
It's a legend that is Keith Urban.
Oh, I like that one.
I would say it's like, it's a tale that's passed down over the ages that is either spooky or cryptid, something like that. But it's, like, widely not accepted but known.
Okay. So the definition of urban legends or modern legends, urban myth, or simply legend, it is a genre of folklore concerning stories of an unusual, usually scary, or humorous event that many people believe to be true but are largely not, according to Wikipedia. Circa urban legend. What is the first urban legend that you ever remember hearing, Chris?
So our aunt who passed away used to take us around. She would tell us all these spooky stories when we were really little. I think the earliest one that I remember was a crybaby bridge.
Okay.
Same.
Okay. Mine was Bloody Mary.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I guess that's
mine was Bloody Mary.
I wonder what that's native to. Like which state? Like which I know it could be anywhere, but I wonder which state came up with it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. And maybe there is no state. Maybe it's just an urban legend.
Yeah, that's true.
But if there is, then you're going to have to listen to all 50 of these to figure out which one it is.
Yeah.
We're not going to just give it to you.
Yeah. That's right. You made a good point though, because urban legends don't have to be tied to a state.
No. Yeah.
So. I think Bloody Mary may top that, actually.
I think the only thing, like, urban legend that would be tied to a state is Crybaby Bridge, or to, like, that is a general one, because it's every state has a bridge in it, right?
Yeah.
So every state could at least have a Crybaby Bridge. That makes sense to me, right? But Bloody Mary is... Like
she's like Bigfoot. She's going places.
Yeah, like she just like lives in this plane that she can just like transport herself to whatever young child is brave enough to Bloody Mary it in the bathroom.
It makes me wonder because you said that every
not
state
like a period Bloody Mary though.
That'd be another kind of scary. You said every state has a crybaby bridge, which I'm pretty sure. Well, no, I'm saying probably if not. Every state almost. So there's got to be something to do with like why that sound is made, if it's actually, if they're actually hearing it. Is it like something to do with like the bridge creaking, or is it like the way the wind blows underneath the bridge and it makes the whistle? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It kind of makes you think about
that. That's interesting. But I guess like the crybaby bridges, it's a little bit different every time, right? Like you, there will also be like your car that gets messed with as well, right? So like what causes people's cars to get messed with?
Gremlins.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, maybe. God damn.
God damn it, Donald.
All right. So when we think about urban legends, there are subgenres of urban legends, believe it or not. So we have crime, medicine, internet, paranormal, and marketing urban legends. What? So these are subgenres of urban legends, myths, folklore, whatever. So I guess when you think about it as like folklore, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so what are we going to, who's going to go first?
Hang on. Before we do that, I want to give you guys a couple interesting facts I learned from Bigfoot himself about old Kentucky here. So I just, you know, he gave me a big list of stuff. I'm just going to read a few that I found on here that are kind of interesting. So in Kentucky, the Happy Birthday to You song was created by two Louisville sisters in 1893.
What?
Yes.
Happy birthday?
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep.
Happy birthday. How do you think that they like, what do you think that they do? Do they celebrate this, the happy birthday of the happy birthdays?
I bet they do. I bet they're just there one day and they're like, it's your birthday and I want to sing to you. But like,
yeah. Do you think that that's the day like they celebrate this song?
Yes.
Okay. So
I wonder what the other songs were, because it probably wasn't the first one they came up with.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the day of your birth, the day you were born. Oh, we're here to celebrate you.
Okay, this one's pretty interesting too.
I like that.
Christian County is wet while Bourbon County is dry.
What does that mean?
Wet.
Wait. No alcohol.
Yeah, wet and dry.
No, I know that, but
Christian County is able to drink alcohol while Bourbon County is not able to drink alcohol or sell alcohol.
Oh, I get it now. Also, sorry, I was a little behind.
Also, the county called Barron County has the most fertile soil in the state.
Huh. Fertile Myrtle.
Kind of funny.
Call it fertile. Or call me Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
Any other facts?
I'm kind of looking.
Okay, so while you're looking up the next fact, I also should add this fact of what the structure of an urban legend should be. So it should be framed to be like complete stories with a plot and characters. So it's not just like this babies touch your car or, you know, babies are crying over this bridge. There's a story that creates the urban legend. So there's people who it originated from, and ever since then this tragedy happened or X happened and created this. And so now it is forever imprinted here.
Hell yeah, brother. Okay.
You're welcome.
This one's actually really cool. This will be the last one before we get into it. Middlesboro, whatever it is, is the only city in the United States built within a meteor crater.
Huh.
What?
It's kind of badass.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
At Kentucky of all places, I figured it'd be like someplace like out in the fucking desert.
Yeah, out west, yeah.
Yeah, this is what it seems like, but.
Out west?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, as we're talking about Kentucky. So I recently, when we went to Nashville, we didn't ever go to Nashville. When we went to, where did we go? In Tennessee? Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we went there, we were driving through and we went through Kentucky. Kentucky is like, it is south of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to me, it's not south. Does that make sense?
Like, it's not like a southern
like
state?
Like, it's not a southern state in my eyes. Like, I consider Kentucky to be part of the Midwest.
Huh.
But it's not, right?
I consider it to be the south.
I do too, yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we consider it that? Is it because of the way that the maps were laid out, or the map was laid out for like post Civil War?
Kind of, yeah. I kind of feel like if you had slaves, you have to be in the South.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it has something to do with 11 herbs and spices, but that could just be me.
Okay, I feel like I need to ask more questions, but it's also going to derail from urban legends. So let's put a pin in it, and I need to do some research.
Okay.
Proceed. Who's going to go?
I'm going to go ahead and just get it out of the fucking way first. Okay, so this is a... it's on Sleepy Hollow Road. So it's just the legend of Sleepy Hollow Road, pretty much. This, I'm getting my material from gothichorrorstories.com. Their website's actually really cool, so I recommend you check that out. So, I'm not going to lie. I just read a little bit about this. I didn't read the whole thing, so I'm going to be surprised too. If you live in or near Louisville, Kentucky, it's quite likely that you've heard the stories of Sleepy Hollow Road, a winding two-lane blacktop near the town of Prospect in Jefferson County. With a tree line which becomes a canopy in many places at night, there's nothing but headlights to light your way, as even the light of the full moon never finds its way to the pavement for much of its length. We thank the state for the guardrails as the drop off is steep over the 30 or it's over 30 foot deep off the guardrails to the bottom in some places, which whenever we were in Tennessee, there were some spots like that. Like, you're just like, fuck, dude, you'll definitely die. But yeah. In the daylight, it's actually quite beautiful. And like its namesake, in the Hudson Valley, eerie, still, and ominous, and dark in other ways. Settlers found their way into the corner of northern Kentucky quite early, certainly by turn of the 19th century. But most of the stories certainly have much newer sausages, which is why I bring up the fact that two young people exploring, or why he's bringing up basically, you know, why they're exploring an automobile. There's a mysterious black hearse first spotted as headlights in your rear view mirror coming up fast and close. At first, you think it could be friends of yours just messing with you, or perhaps the police about to pull you over, having spotted your car, having spotted, goddamn, I can't fucking talk, a carload of teenagers as they sped past. But the car keeps coming closer and closer, and you're forced to speed up to keep it from ramming your back bumper. I think I've actually heard of this before. And it's with horror that you realize it pulls up beside you, and that it's a hearse. Its windows tinted black just before it presses sideways into you, forcing you off the road and down the embankment. So basically, it's a big fucking black hearse knocking you off and sending you to your fucking death.
Is this Phantasm?
This would never happen if we all drove monster trucks.
Oh, damn. I kind of like that idea. Could you imagine me driving a monster truck?
Mm-hmm.
Aggressively driving a monster truck?
Just running over other cars?
Yeah.
It said it's kind of hard to imagine this story working in the horse and buggy days after all, which, yeah, makes fucking sense. It helps that just beyond the terminus of Sleepy Hollow Road and Sleepy Hollow Golf Course that you have Harrods Creek Cemetery to at least give an explanation for why hearses would be traveling this road in the first place. It's also creative, if rather unbelievable, excuse for why a stone driver finds themselves at the bottom of a ravine. That would be us. In that respect, similar to the tale where some drive into Sleepy Hollow upon leaving the valley, that it's been hours rather than minutes, and also the effects of marijuana would warp your sense of time.
What?
Yeah. This pretty much just goes on and says more of the same as I was reading the second paragraph. So basically, yeah, it's a fucking hearse that knocks you off the road.
Hmm. So the road is called Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
So if you drive down Sleepy Hollow at any point in time, or is it just at night? Is it on a full moon?
No.
Is it when three doves cry?
It pretty much just says at night. There's pictures of this, too.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and they are... Instead, you definitely die if you fall off the side of that fucking road.
Yeah, that's a steep Downcline.
Yeah, there's a bridge at one point. But it's just your typical, like, Kentucky road. Like, you got, like, little small trees growing up the side.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, yeah.
Interesting.
That's pretty much it for me.
So, I think what you're saying is that we should get rid of all the mountains, because then it's safe.
We wouldn't have any issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. I was talking to Bigfoot earlier, and you know what he said?
What?
He wanted to go to Kentucky because he heard about the 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders. And there is a museum.
There is. In Louisville.
And it was like Harland.
Harland?
Kentucky.
Oh, there's one. There's a thing in Louisville, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere? Do you think that everybody in Kentucky, like, they're born, and, like, as soon as they're born, they get, like, the 11 herbs and spices tattooed on them?
No, that's what they do, is instead of actually spanking the baby, they just put the spices in their mouth.
Oh.
I would say.
So then they start pooping it, and then that's how we are able to consume so much KFC?
Yep.
Damn.
The KFC in Kentucky is actually a little better. They use 11 herbs and spices everywhere else, but they use about 15 or 16 herbs and spices there. So,
wouldn't it be weird if there was like a restaurant in Indiana? It's like, Indiana's great pancakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be weird.
What?
Why don't we just call it great pancakes?
Why did you think of pancakes?
I don't know.
Are you hungry for pancakes?
I'm not.
Think about really? Kentucky Fried Chicken, though. Like,
honestly, I'm thinking about the mashed potatoes and gravy.
No, think about like when you think of Kentucky, you automatically think of KFC, right? Most people, at least a passing
chicken.
Thought in your head. Imagine if that never existed. They'd be like, eh, Kentucky. It'd be just like another Idaho, you know?
Yeah.
Less potatoes.
I mm-hmm. think that was really bold of Colonel Sanders to be like, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, do you own the fucking state?
He does. He's the colonel.
Colonel of Kentucky? Is that his, like...
Colonel Sanders.
His coin?
Yep.
His coin to fame?
Colonel Sanders.
What's that word for sex that a lot of nerdy Christians use? Coitus?
What?
Coitus Sanders. Never heard of that?
No.
I don't even know how it's spelled. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I don't.
I'm going to look this up. This is... Kentucky, you're gonna learn today.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. That, but anyway, that's bold. That's bold, dude. Mm-hmm. That's bold. Like, we in Indiana, I think we could claim the tenderloin.
Yeah.
Right? So we can say, like, people know the tenderloin. When they come to Indiana, they get a tenderloin, right?
Yeah.
So we could say Indiana tenderloin. But mm-hmm. we don't.
You have to have like
because we know that's a bold move.
You need an adjective though.
Indiana breaded tenderloin, IBT.
Yeah. Can I get an IBT? Can I get an IBT? What do you put on your tenderloin though? For real.
Mustard and pickles.
Hell yeah. Okay. Anthony.
I don't really eat tenderloins, but I'm gonna break and say coitus, COITUS, coitus.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really eat tenderloins.
Yeah, but when you do, what do you put on it?
I would probably put like mustard and onion.
So I like to do a little cheese if I can, but if not, I'm good with mustard, onion, pickle.
Nice.
You got to do the trio. You can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, what do you think? You want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So... I'm going to talk about the poop lick monster.
Poop.
Oh, no, sorry. The pope lick monster. Oh. Sorry, misread that.
Sorry, coitus.
So this also is outside of Louisville in eastern Jefferson County on the Norfolk Southern Railroad. It runs through the parklands of Floyd's Fork. And within this particular stretch of railroad, there is a trestle, which is like elevated railroad tracks.
Okay, yeah. We have one here in our town.
We used to fight there.
Yeah.
This one's really high.
Tussle in the trestle.
Really?
Like, this one, it looks to be like 100 foot high or so.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can I see a pic?
Let's see.
Dang!
Not a whole lot of coitus happening up there.
Nope. Nope. You want to know why? Because...
You will die.
There is a creature there that appears there. It is part man, part goat and part sheep.
How?
I don't know.
What?
Some guy got real drunk and he got his goat drunk and got his sheep drunk and
went to town.
Uh huh.
So what? Okay, go ahead. I'll let you finish your story and then I'll ask a bunch of questions.
So it's said that if you're up there on the trestle, the creature will appear to you, and it will either use some type of like hypnosis on you, or to get you up there, it will sometimes mimic voices of people you know to lure you up there. And then once you're up there, a train hits you and you die.
Damn. a lot of death traps there in fucking
what?
Tennessee.
There's other stories Kentucky. About the public monster, because there's a road that runs underneath it at one point.
Uh-huh.
And they said that he actually will jump off the top of that and land smash cars.
Damn.
Did they close the road?
Nope, road's still open as far as I know.
And how many cars have been smashed?
They didn't say.
You know what?
I think
what?
This is just like a, this is the thing that can happen.
Oh, it hasn't actually happened, yeah. But could happen.
You know, though, well, hang on. So this is off the railroad tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was going to say, because there's a lot of falling rocks in those areas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's in the middle of the fucking forest with a fucking...
I mean, this one doesn't really have any rocks. It's literally just on...
There's no rocks.
It's just metal holding up this railroad track.
Okay, so what this looks like to me, if you've ever seen the movie Stand By Me by Stephen King,
yeah.
Or that Stephen mm-hmm. King wrote, that when they're running and they're like, train! That is what's happening. That's what I'm seeing right here. There's no rocks. Nothing is falling down there. There's no water. It's forest and a road. Cool. Yeah.
And actually, there have been deaths associated with this.
What?
Recently. As recent as 2016.
Holy shit.
There was a woman who was up there looking for the monster. Got hit by a train.
No.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah, that'd be you're was fucked when you're up
like,
there.
Was she there, like, looking for the monster?
Yeah.
Okay, and so she wasn't, like, lured up there, we don't think?
We don't know.
Shit.
But apparently, like, it's a big deal there. Like, the cops really don't want you to go up there.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of people have fallen off and gotten hurt and looking for the monster.
Go ahead.
And, apparently, there's another section where the tracks go down in a park mm-hmm. where they're like, if you want to go look for the monster, go look for it there. You can do it from the ground and like,
oh, good.
They got it all fenced off and things like that.
Yeah, with the way those tracks are set up, if you get up there and the train comes, you're fucked. You're either going to jump and die or you're going to get hit by a train.
Yeah there's no getting out.
And apparently part of the legend says that like the tracks are out of service, which is not true. They say like 3 trains a day come through there. So something to think about. So if you're down there, these tracks are active.
Please do not get up on the tracks. Please do not do that. If you're listening to this, do not get up there. Don't you fucking do it.
A lot of dangerous vehicles. You're either going to get by a train or hit by a fucking ghost hearse. So you just better watch out.
Yeah. And, like, and really, like, what's the upside? Like, you go up there and you see, okay, so you get up there and you're like, I'm going to find this monster. But what are you doing? Because you know what he does? He fucks you up and, like, gets you hit by a train.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just playing into his hand. Like, don't do it.
And he licks popes, too. It's weird.
Yeah. What's that thing that we have, Chris, where we're, like, super impulsive, like, we want to do, like, we want to go?
ADHD?
No, with that.
No, it's just, they just call us little rascals.
When we're like, oh, let's, what would happen if I jumped off of that?
Oh, call to the void.
Yeah, call to the void. Yeah, like, even though you might have that, don't do it. Because if I was there, I probably would look up and go, eh.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about it. We get it all the time. Somebody's like, your fingers, like, I could bite those right off of there.
Yeah.
But you don't do it.
No.
Just don't do it. Don't get on the railroad tracks.
Don't do it. Okay. So, couple things. So, you said trains still active,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. So, you said cops, do they patrol this area or no?
It didn't say. It said, like, that you can get arrested for doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds to me like they might have some patrol, maybe.
Probably.
Well, I hope so. So you said, where's the place on the ground? How far out is it?
Oh, the park?
Mm-hmm.
Not real far. Like, so most of this goes over that park, and it's just a different section of the park.
Oh, okay.
It's the Floyd's Fort. Let's see. So Public Park is part of the massive parklands of Floyd's Park.
Okay.
Which is apparently really nice.
That's great. So if you go there, go to that little spot. You can see everything that you need to see.
Yeah.
If the little guy's going to talk to you, he's going to talk to you down there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is up there. The only thing up there is trains.
Trains and a mad goat.
Yeah. Trains, planes, and...
mad goat men.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was something that you said initially in the beginning.
I said the Pooplick monster, but that was incorrect.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So when we say Pope, how do you feel about the Pope?
How do I feel about the Pope? I don't know. I don't really give a shit about the Pope.
Why?
I don't know. He's just some guy to me.
Okay, just some idiot. Cool.
But yeah, they call it that because it runs over Pope Lick Creek.
I love when they have like Lick in the name.
Mm-hmm. What, like, why would they call it a Pope? Like, were they pretty Catholic or?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to lick the Pope there.
I'm just very confused.
Isn't there a thing in Indiana called like Lick Skillet Road or some shit?
There's
like that?
French Lick.
There's French Lick
and Lick Skillet.
Lick Skillet is fucking Skillet. Badass name, dude. I wish that was like my middle name.
Okay. Here's a question. Anybody listening in Lick Skillet, Indiana, or living on Lick Skillet Road, is that right?
I don't know.
Is it a town or a road?
I think it's like four houses or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just saying, like, Lick Skillet, like, out of all the things you could lick, why would you lick a skillet? Like, I mean, you're mainly going
to... oil.
Maybe it's got bacon grease in there.
Yeah, but still, like, it's just like, who fucking licks that out of a skillet? That's weird.
What if, like, when you're born and you live on that road or in that town, like, you're immediately given a skillet?
It's the cult of Lick Skillet.
But it's, like, the same skill that's been passed down from person to person.
Oh.
From your bloodline.
Child, yeah. You must lick the skillet.
If in order to like continue living on that road or that town, you have to lick the skillet.
You have to, because that's how you get your antibodies built up. It's just like a lot of baby animals eat their mother's poop for the antibodies.
What it is just like they're like a, it's like a vampire cult, but instead of breaking in your house and drinking your blood, they break in your house and lick your dirty skillets.
Looking clean.
Shit.
Yeah,
and you think it's clean, but it's really covered in germs.
And then you like try to cook something in there, but you think it's clean
and just
but
smells
it's
like
not.
Breath.
That's a
and it's like
that's a little hidden Indiana urban legend. We'll come back here, probably the last state, but yeah, that's
it's a Lick Skillet.
Yeah, so it's a preview.
I can't wait. Because by the time we get to Indiana, I can't wait. Hopefully, somebody who lives in Lick Skillet or on Lick Skillet Road will write us.
Mm-hmm.
Write
we
us
should
in.
Do. We should do a mail campaign for the podcast just to Lick Skillet.
Just to Lick Skillet.
Actually,
you know what? That's a great idea.
You know what? We're starting in Kentucky. They can go back to Indiana whenever they want. If they want us to go back to Indiana, I guess we'll have to go back to fucking Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then here's the other thing, too, guys. We have to think about this. Sometimes we might have to go back to a state to get to another state.
Yeah.
You know?
I figured we'd just skip that.
Yeah, that's
one. Go back through.
Yeah, that's
but what if there's one that we, like, think we should cover?
Nah,
what if there's other ones?
That's part of the...
Is that part two?
No. So if we have to go back to the state, Bigfoot's getting a fucking plane ticket.
Oh,
or who knows? Maybe he'll just hitchhike further. I don't know. No, we're not gonna go back to the same states yet. We might go back to it later on after all the states are done. But we're gonna cover all the states. You'll just have to find someone that's willing to take them via car.
Yeah. All right. So I am gonna cover the Ghost Bride of Cumberland Falls. So, according to hauntedkentuckyroadtrip.com, Cumberland Falls is located near the city of Corbin in southeastern Kentucky, also known as the Niagara Falls of the South. It's gorgeous. Like, this is really pretty, guys.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's really pretty.
It's just a picture of a Snickers bar.
Yeah, I really like Snickers. So Cumberland Falls is about 68 feet tall and 125 feet wide. About 3,600 cubic feet of water spills over the edge every second, according to the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Wow, that is really wild to think about.
Yeah.
That's really Incredible. But the story of the ghost bride dates back to the 1950s when a young bride and groom came to the state park for a honeymoon. The happy couple ventured out to the falls to take some pictures. The couple found an overlook nearby and thought that that would be the perfect spot. The bride lost her balance and fell from the cliff into the water below. And the groom, just having seen his bride fall off the cliff, was heartbroken and jumped off the cliff after her. Neither of them were seen again, at least not alive. The spot where the couple allegedly fell is now known as the Lover's Leap. Visitors claim to have seen the bride standing near the fall at the nearby DuPont Lodge. She has also been seen roaming around the roadside at night. There are also reports of people actually hitting the bride with their vehicle. But when they got to get out and check, that she's nowhere to be found. Her ghost is also said to appear at the moon bow. The moon bow is the rainbow that occurs at night during a full moon. The moonlight hits the mist of the falls and creates a rainbow at night. The moon bow draws big crowds to the park, and that's when the bride is said to appear wearing a long white dress. Wow. That is crazy. It, like, whatever this was, gave like the next date when you could see it. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's one of the things, like, it's not creepy. Like, a bride's not creepy, but when you see a bride that's not at a wedding, it's extremely creepy, especially at night and in a fucking random ass location.
Yeah, and you're like, why is she getting married at a Denny's?
Really, though, I mean, Denny's, think about it. Up. It's just out of fucking place. But, like, expect, yeah, it's just one of those things. It's just creepy. Like, it's like the white flowy dress in the fucking nighttime.
The white flowy dress. Yeah. I don't know. It is a really creepy thing to think about. I do find that to be really, like, a sweet, sad story.
Yeah.
Like, at least they kind of, like, went together. Neither one of them lived without the other. Mm-hmm. That's real sweet.
Real freaking sweet.
Really, really sweet.
So, Camelon's not here.
Right.
So, we're going to be like, we're missing one.
Okay.
It's not his fault. He's sick.
Yeah.
Get well soon, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know what else is down there?
What?
The Hobgsonville goblins.
Yeah, let's talk about those for a second.
I was going to say, we're only at about half hour. Yeah. I'm gonna read a couple small ones, too.
We've actually got a whole episode on that, so we won't go into details. So go back and listen to it. It's a good one. We had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, we did.
But they're like aliens, little alien goblin guys. They're bulletproof. And when you shoot them, it goes ting.
Ting, ting. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pull people's hair and like hillbilly carnival folks shoot guns at them.
I really enjoyed those goblins. Mm-hmm. Those little gobs.
Yeah. And well, then there's
their
also
gobs of fun.
I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Did we cover like the second occurrence of that, like the more recent one?
Oh, no, wait. I mean, maybe we did touch on it, but I don't think we really.
Yeah, there's a guy who was like, it's not in the same spot, but it was like another area kind of nearby.
Okay.
And he caught them. Like, he could see them, like, out in his yard, like, moving stuff around, like, his kids' toys and stuff like that. And he said he was kind of okay with it, but what fucked him up was when his daughter, or son, I can't remember which, told him, the kids outside with no hair want me to go play with them.
No, that's fucked up. All right. Listen, little monster mashers, if you're out there and you're listening to this episode, when you guys see our episode post go up on Instagram for this particular episode, comment. Do you think that that is okay for them to not give a shit about this fucking goblin playing with their kids' toys?
Yeah. And like, it was like getting into the shed.
It's fine.
Pissing off the dog.
No, that's bullshit. Don't fuck with my dog.
Yeah.
I will fuck with you.
I found one here. This is, because, you know, Bigfoot, he said this is, he, you know, wrote to us and he said, hey, this is my relative. Oh. So this is a Bigfoot sighting, but they called it the hillbilly beast. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody with that tattooed across their back.
Hillbilly beast. It sounds like a WWE fucking wrestler.
Oh,
so apparently this dates back to the Daniel Boone days.
I'm gonna get hillbilly beast tattooed on me in a banner.
So
hillbilly beast.
Yeah. The tale describes it as hairy, smelly, Bigfoot-like.
I like it.
Being that it howls. This legend was featured in the fourth season of History Channel's Monsters. So you can check that out. This comes from onlyinyourstate.com. So they do have that.
Dang.
Yeah. This here's another car one. This these are all real short, bite-sized ones. This is a legend of the Hot Rod Haven.
Hot rods.
Minus the
I love them.
A young couple was on their way to a dance and speeding down Mitchell Hill Road, as common both back then and now. Their car crashed and the couple was killed. The cemetery at the top of the hill is home to the Mitchell and Griffin families. It is here that the couple's bodies were laid to rest together. The young girl is said to walk the roads in search of something, perhaps a trinket she lost during the accident.
Aww, that's so sad. I always feel really sad when I see, like, or I hear the stories of people, like, walking around like that, just looking for something. It's like you're just on repeat. That's so sad to me. But maybe their spirit's not there. Maybe it's just their energy.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, they don't remember. So they think they've been waiting there for 20 minutes. And it's not, like, a big deal to them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Thanks for making me feel better.
This one's kind of cool. This is a it's a ghost one. It's about a police officer that patrols narrow roads in Erlinger, Kentucky.
Is he afraid of acorns?
He may be. Well, he was. He's dead now. In the 1950s, and well, he was double dead because he wouldn't have survived probably. In the 1950s, an officer was hit by another vehicle during a routine traffic stop. Now he pulls people over in the same vehicle but disappears as he walks to the person's car or away from it. He is said to sometimes talk to people he pulls over. So it seems like he's trying to protect and serve beyond the grave.
Why would you actually pull over for a car, like an old 1950s cop car?
I'm going to take this information, and I'm never going to pay a speeding ticket again. Because I'm like, that's probably a ghost.
That's so true.
I'm like, are you a ghost? You have to tell me or it's entrapment.
Tell me real. Have you ever had a speeding ticket?
Yeah.
Really? How many?
Just the one.
Really?
It was bullshit. There is a... All right, so there's a small section of road, and it's like two blocks.
Okay.
Where the speed limit goes from 35 to 25.
Oh, that's bullshit. I fucking hate when that happens.
And I was going 35, and they gave me a fucking ticket for it.
That's bullshit.
It was.
I agree. That's bullshit. I have had one speeding ticket.
Yeah.
And I was going real fast. I can't say exactly how fast I was going, but I was going pretty fast. And he pulled me over. And I tried to say, hey, this is a rental car, because that was when I got into an accident. But someone hit me. I didn't hit them. And anyway, so the cop pulls me over, and I was like, hey, listen, this is a rental car. Like, I didn't realize how fast I was going. And Anthony was like, he obviously knew you were lying.
Yeah, I've been pulled over, but they gave me a warning only once, which is surprising because I'm covered head to toe in tattoos. Yeah, I found this one here. This one's actually really cool. It's about a statue
of what looks like
that walks around at fucking night. Yeah, it's called Hogan's Fountain. It's in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hogan?
Yeah, it's in Cherokee Park. They say it's a finely crafted statue of Pan. I don't know if you knew who Pan is.
Yeah. He's like the god of chaos. He's plays got goat legs.
Yep. That's exactly what the statue is. For decades, late night park visitors have claimed that on the full moon, Pan goes for a stroll. These nights are told to be filled with mischief like car damage and other annoying acts.
No.
So this fucker's getting up at night and just fucking shit.
He's probably walking on the cars.
Up, yeah,
and he's made of stones. He's got these heavy feet.
Oh yeah, this is like an all black. It's actually a badass statue. He's all black, and he's like, I mean, it looks kind of like a satanic statue. I don't know if Pan was, you know.
Now, if I was getting away from him, I would just go into the water. He's gonna sink.
Oh,
there's
sure.
No way he's gonna swim.
Yeah. So, like, do you think? I want to know where the statue is, like, exactly. Are there apartments nearby? Like, who's reporting that their cars are being damaged?
I don't know.
That's I'm curious.
I hope he's doing like redneck crimes, like siphoning gas and like stealing Cadillac converters and shit.
Oh my God. I'm asking a lot of questions and I need somebody from Kentucky to get on this Instagram comment thread and tell me.
Yeah, Kentucky listeners, has the God Pan in statue form ever stolen your catalytic converter?
Yeah, that we need to know. And also we need to know who's reporting this? Who's reporting the incidents with their cars? I need to know more information.
Bunch of snitches.
Yeah. God.
I got two more here I want to read. Okay. I never read. I suck at reading. My first story, I was like, but
it's okay.
I get nervous. Oh God, I get so fucking nervous. All right. These aren't like really labeled what they are. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read it and we'll just figure it out together. Near the child's witch's gravesite, another dark spirit looms known as Pilot's Knob or as the Pilot's Knob Watcher. So
Pilot's Knob Watcher, yep. You did it.
This presence encourages a quickened pace and makes the hair on the back of the neck stand up. It seems to loom around the child's iron prison. Whoa, that's fucked up. Looks like a cemetery with just like an iron bar around one. Or iron it bars looks around
like
one grave.
Like a playpen, you know, that's like blockading like the grave.
Yeah. So it makes its presence known around that cage after dark. Some say it guards the spirit of the girl that's buried there. Others say it waits to snatch the child's spirit, dragging it into a darker place. Local residents avoid the area and seem somewhat frightened to speak of it, unlike most keepers of urban legends.
Ah, shit. That scares me.
I got one about a headless woman.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. So according to the legend, she can be found in Iroquois Park in Louisville. Okay. Yeah, Louisville. It's haunted as hell, I guess. The story is that a farmer's wife was alone while her husband was away, and her home was attacked by a Native American tribe.
Damn.
They killed her and her dog. And so she can be seen after dark just as thick falls roll in. Roaming the grounds and holding her head.
Really? I want to look up Louisville. I want to look up the history of Louisville. Just because I'm curious what happened in Louisville. Because there's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Anthony, do you have another one you want to share?
The one I was looking at was this, like, the same one. I think they had it on the website backwards because it seemed like that one should have been first.
Okay, so Louisville is named after King Louis. What is this numeral?
XVI. So X is 10, so it's 16. Oh. Wait, VI, yeah, because I before V would be 4.
I before King V, except after E.
Yeah, so it's 16th.
King Louis the 16th of France. So Louisville was founded in 1778 by George Rogers Clark, making it one of the oldest cities west of the Appalachians, with the nearby falls of the Ohio as the only major obstruction to river traffic between the Upper Ohio River and the Gulf of Mexico. And the settlement first grew as a portage site. The founding city of Louisville and Nashville Railroad, which grew into 6,000 miles system across 13 states. Ooh, that's crazy. So it's known for the boxer Muhammad Ali, the Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hot.
University of Louisville, Cardinal Louisville Slugger baseball bats, and three of Kentucky's 6 Fortune 500 companies. Oh, okay. I was trying to see if there was like what kind of history. The Revolutionary War.
I got one while you're looking that up.
Yeah.
This one's kind of similar to yours, Chris, but instead of being, it's a different location, but instead of being on top of the tracks, it's underneath the tracks.
Yeah.
So in Fishersville, the North Norfolk Southern Railway trestle runs over Floyd's Fork River. It's a mouthful. It's been said that the goat man lives underneath the trestle.
That's the same thing.
Underneath?
Yeah.
Yours was on top. And it wasn't the goat man. It was...
Yeah, it was.
Was it the goat man?
A goat and a lamb.
Keep going. It sounds like it might be the same thing.
Lives under the trestle and calls out in childlike voice for... Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Let's just see what this says. So the he calls out for help like a child, basically. Those who go for help are found dead or not heard from again. So they're probably fucking dead. Unless they're just like, oh, I'm just going to go to another state and fuck my family. Who cares about them?
I'm going to move in with the Popolik monster. He's going to take care of me.
Yeah. This says this could be one of the creepiest urban legends out there. The goat man also goes by the Popolik monster. So, yeah, it's the same thing. But yours was he lured them on top of the tracks, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it works both ways.
He's just getting people.
He is.
He be getting to get.
Maybe the area's got both because it says he's also goes by the Popolik monster.
Okay, so from what I'm gathering, there's a lot of history in Kentucky that dates back to the Revolutionary War. And yeah, so that makes sense why there would be a lot of like history surrounding like Native Americans and such, the folklore. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Do you guys have any more that you want to cover?
No, I think, for me, I think I got the ones out of the way I wanted to. And, you know, like, I'm sure if you're from Kentucky and you're listening and you're like, you guys miss an obvious one or this and that, just, like, hit us up with a message on Instagram and we'll revisit it. I'm sure we'll come back through the states once we get through all of them. It's going to take a fucking long time, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
I kind of feel like at some point we should do the Canadian provinces.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Depends on how spicy Bigfoot's feeling, but he's a traveling boy, so I'm thinking he might get up there in the woods.
Yeah, he likes the woods.
He does.
Yeah, he does like the woods.
He's a good
and
boy.
And he's going to meet up with the Abominable Snowman.
Abominable Simone Man.
They're going to go out for drinks and then have mimosas in the morning.
Ooh, I like it.
The Abominable Raven Samoan Man.
Little mimosa, little Bloody Mary, maybe.
Mm-hmm. We don't have our social guy here today, so listen to the last episode.
What does he say?
Something about time is the only thing you have, and time is the only thing you have.
I've got his notes here.
Oh,
so we all know that time is the only resource that you have in this world. So we appreciate you spending it with us. We are on Insta at MonsterMashersPod. Email us at MonsterMashersRule@gmail.com. Like, follow, download, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Join us on Twitch Live at twitch.tv/MonsterMashersPod. We are thankful for the 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and we are thankful for the 5 stars on Spotify as well. The best thing you can do is talk about us to Camelon and tell him to get better.
Yeah.
Tell him to wipe his ass.
Get.
Because he's shitting his brains out right now.
Get better, Cam.
Ooh, Alon. Cameron. Ooh. Yeah. 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 If you're listening to this, jump on our Instagram right after, even if you're driving. No, not if you're driving.
No.
Jump on our Instagram. We'll have a post about where you would like Bigfoot to travel next. So he's got his thumb out waiting by the road right now. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you guys. You're going to pick his path.
Pick
the path. This is a choose your own adventure novel.
And if you're driving around there and you see Bigfoot out there with his thumb out, just remember, Bigfoot lives by the rules of the road. And that is cash, grass, or ass.
Oh.
He's going to have one of them, maybe all three.
Also, too, if we're not by your state yet, and if you live in another state, or if there's an urban legend from a certain state you'd like to hear, you can also send us a message, on Instagram. That way, whenever we get to that state, we'll have that loaded in the barrel and ready to go for you.
Yeah.
So we will get to your states eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So. Bonus points if you send us a picture of you nearby this thing.
Mm-hmm. Boner points. But
this area, this statue, this graveyard.
Yeah.
This tree. Maybe it's your house.
Maybe it's your house. Maybe you live there. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just sleep there. You work too much and you're just like, man, I don't even feel like I live in this house anymore. Why am I doing these chores? And what you really need to do is you need some more time off.
Yep. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Go live life.
Mm-hmm.
Live, laugh, love.
Read a book. Poop outside.
I know what you're thinking, too.
Poop what? Outside?
Yeah.
What? There's a lot of you ever done that?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Look me in the eyes. Dead in the eyes.
I am absolutely serious.
No way.
Uh-huh. It wasn't even out in the country. So I was walking. I was in high school, and I was walking to... I went to go meet a buddy at his house, and then we're going to walk back to my house.
Okay.
And it was a long way. It was like 15 blocks. And it's just neighborhood. There's no stores or anything like that around. And about halfway, I just get this rumbling in my stomach. And I'm like, oh, my God, I need a bathroom right now or I'm going to shit my pants. So I scurried into an alley, and I shit in the alley.
You did not.
I did. I had no choice. It was either that or my pants.
What did you... Okay. I've got questions. I've got questions that need answering. Splash. What did you use to wipe? Like, did you run? Did you have water on you? Did you like try to rinse it off? Like, what happened?
So there was, and this is gonna piss a lot of people off.
Oh God.
But it's what was there.
Okay, I hear.
There was a flag on the ground.
I remember you telling me about that. Oh God.
You have said this story before, and I'm just now remembering, but keep going, because I don't think I asked these questions.
It was one of those really big, like, super soft, velvety ones. It was nice.
So you used the flag. What did you do with the flag afterwards? Did you leave it there? Did you...
I left it there.
Did you cover your poop, at least?
Nope.
What? You didn't cover your poop with the flag?
I'm not a dog, like, worried about predators.
Well, I mean, like, oh, God. Okay. Was there splashing?
Not that I recall.
How are you not splashing if there's no water you're shitting in?
Like, if it's liquid shit.
Yeah. I guess. You just had this rumbling in your tummy, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, like, diarrhea, or maybe it was, like, diarrhea, but it was more of, like, a soft, like... I'm just moving.
I'm gonna hit this fucking button
now. No, what?
I don't recall.
Okay, God, I just have so many questions.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to all the troops out there. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Matt.